You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
You mentioned some of the things that podcasters can do to present better, to be more appealing, to grow their podcast. Specifically, what are some of the things that, and I want to get back to on the client side, procrastinating, but as a business owner that hosts a podcast, what are the top two skills that we need to be developing today to do better at the craft of podcasting, in your opinion?
In my opinion, podcasters need to listen. You might have a list of questions, but it doesn't mean that question number three has to come after question number two. If the answer to question number two incites something in an effective podcaster, then that could warrant another question. And there should be that comfort level to not have to go down a laundry list of questions a certain way. So I think that's one of the things. The other things, I believe that podcasters need to make sure their engagement on social media is up there. And if that means all of your friends and family, and I would have no idea that these are your friends and family, but if you're not getting that engagement, if you're not on LinkedIn for a business podcast, if you're not on Instagram, if you're not on Facebook, if you're not on YouTube, it's important you're on these things. You encourage subscribers and comments. And there is a dialogue that you're responding to. And that's important. I know when I post about Andrea Pass Public Relations on LinkedIn, I'm tagging certain people. There's a dialogue and I'm responding. And I want to get many, many responses. And I don't want I want hand claps or I want light bulbs that it's insightful. That there's got to be more to a podcast than, okay, I recorded this. It's coming out next Tuesday. Share it. But the podcaster isn't sharing it and tagging the guest. So that's really important for podcasters. It's not one and done. It's move on and do more and share it again. I had a podcaster. I was on a podcast probably 6 months ago. And the podcaster sent me an email last week that my podcast is now number four of her overall podcast that she's had for 3 years. So my response was, I'd like to share this. How do we move my podcast up to your number one? And I haven't heard back from her. And that was a week ago. Like, I'm willing to help drive more listeners to that episode, but we have to be in it together. And I'm corny. I am a corny person. I admit it, but teamwork makes the dream work.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.